I am the nation's... I got nothing. I'm no Jay Thurber. Who's Jay Thurber? He's a guy who's got a show on Saturdays. I'll tell you more about his show in a little bit. But if you like the pop, I've been playing some pop. Just going to say pop a whole bunch of times. Well, guess what? You're an adult now. And you're allowed to have breakfast for dinner. But you can only do it on Saturday nights. Those are the rules. You can actually pull up a chair and listen to Breakfast for Dinner with DJ Chris Wired every Saturday evening from 6 to 7 p.m. It's an audio feast of melodious harmonies and harmonic melodies with power pop, punk, jangle pop. His menu is loaded with a lot of sugary goodness, which is what my breakfasts were loaded with growing up. Anyway, 6 to 7, Saturdays here on 83 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh. Has been my background music for the duration of this radio program. Oh, it's working now. Sorry. Time for the WRCT radio and music calendar, and I was having some issues getting the calendar to open, so I was just gonna just wing it, which I normally do anyway. Let me see if I can figure out a couple things here. I'm still winging. All right, here we go. Let's see what's going on around town. Some things that are happening. Shows to go to, events, arts, thingies, I don't know. Bunch of stuff. Like over at the Harris Theater downtown. Let's see what they've got. They're showing the Never-Ending Story tomorrow afternoon. It's a matinee. If you missed it the first time around. On Wednesday, they have Hundreds of Beavers, Northwoods Christmas Special. It's a special holiday edition of this slapstick modern-day silent film with a pre-recorded holiday intro. That's Wednesday. Now, here's one that it's next weekend. I'm kind of bummed I'm out of town next weekend. But starting on Thursday through Sunday, they are showing The Cure, The Show of a Lost World. It's a concert film from The Cure's tour from 2024. It's a 31-song set list. And it's the only performance of the album Songs of the Lost World to date. And a 45th anniversary tribute to 17 seconds. So that's happening at the Harris Theater next weekend, starting Thursday through Saturday, or through Sunday. Sorry. One of those days. If you want to find the Harris Theater, it's located at 809 Liberty Avenue downtown. For more information on this and some other things happening at the Harris, trustarts.org/film is the way to go. In partnership with the Westmoreland Museum of American Art and Falling Water, the Pittsburgh Cultural Trust is presenting an exhibition highlighting Frank Lloyd Wright's unrealized projects for downtown Pittsburgh. It's at the 820 Gallery. now through May 10th. The exhibition features animated videos created by just people who create videos and models of unrealized residential, commercial, and civic projects that were designed by Frank Lloyd Wright from the 30s through the 50s. These projects include a monumental reimagining of The Point back in 1947, a self-service garage for Kaufman's department store in 1949, and the Point View Residences designed for the Kaufman Charitable Trust in 1952. Guess where the 820 Gallery is located? 820 Penn Avenue downtown. More information, go to trustarts.org. And then, I'm not sure what's happening with this one, but I'm just going to tell you, I'm going to be at this tomorrow because once I found out, I had to get tickets. The Cabaret Theater is hosting a program called Yippee-Ki-Yay. It's a parody celebration of Die Hard. It's an acclaimed retelling of the classic film from a Fringe First winner, London Poetry Slam champion, and BBC Audio Drama Best Scripted Comedy Drama Award winner, and New York Cop. Okay, one of those isn't really true, but anyway, it's happening at the Cabaret Theater, the Greer Cabaret Theater. Now through almost through the holidays, all through December. Again, trustarts.org for more information on that, but it seems like fun. And did you know, I'm just going to sidebar here, there's a Die Hard advent calendar that I'm going to give Mrs. Mockster. I think I'm going to buy one for Mrs. Mockster. She doesn't know about it, and the good news is she does not listen to this radio show. Trust me. I try. And it's Hans Gruber falling out of a building, and each day he gets closer to the ground, and when he hits the ground, guess what? It's Christmas. Nothing says Advent like Hans Gruber in Die Hard. What else should I? That's it. I'll call that my WRCT radio calendar. That's enough events for you right now. Three. How about we look at the music calendar? See what's going on around town. Dexter and the Moon Rocks, are playing at Stage AE. Tomorrow. Radium Girl is at Roboto Project tomorrow. Hirsute, along with Muzzle Tongue, is at the Government Center tomorrow. Birth in the Bells, featuring WRCT's own Mando Richard, is performing at the Steamworks Creative this coming Saturday. Old Neon's at the Government Center with the Great American Typewriter, Cheer Up Dusty, and Crash Nebula. That's happening on... I'm sorry. Those other shows were today. I'm sorry. Let's just go back, because I can't read dates. The whole Dexter and the Moon Rockets and all that stuff, those are all today. You've missed them. You're not there. Let's just start over. Here's what's happening tomorrow. Bertha and the Bells, Mando Richard, along with Bertha and his bells, at the Steamworks Creative tomorrow. Old Neon is tomorrow at the Government Center with the Great American Typewriter and Cheer Up Dusty and Crash Nebula. That's happening. Jim Storch is performing with Jeff Weston and Daniel... I can't say Daniel's last name. Mahila Rikas. Let's just go with that. At Bantha Tea Bar in Garfield, or Bloomfield technically. On Penn Avenue. That's tomorrow. Jay Robbins. We know Jay from Jawbox. He's playing at the Funhouse at Mr. Small's on Sunday. Those are both Sunday shows. If I did not tell you about that. Turbo Sonics are playing with the Boss Stingrays at Porky's. Next Friday, Porky's is located in Millvale. I'm not sure where they'll put a band in that place. It's not that big. The Polyrhythmics are at the Thunderbird next Friday. J.D. McPherson comes to town playing the Thunderbird with Melissa Carper on Tuesday the 16th. And Mr. Smalls is hosting a Rainbow Kitchen benefit on Friday the 19th featuring Joe Grushecki, Gene the Werewolf, the Sun King Warriors, Tiny Wars, Randy Bauman's Ramble Band, Bill Deasy, Liz Berlin, Jen Wirtz, Andre Costello, Chet Vincent. It's an all-star cast of characters. That's on two Fridays from now, the 19th. And Mr. Smalls, Common Hearts playing Mr. Smalls on the 27th. And the Nerd Herders are doing an album release show on the 10th of January with the Creedmoors and a Thick Magician at the Fun Hustle, Mr. Small. Speaking of Thick Magician, they're going to be at Arsenal Lanes this coming Wednesday. It's not on the calendar, but I saw it when I was down there. So Thick Magician, if you want to get a sneak peek of what that's all about, it's a great band. They will be performing Wednesday, this Wednesday, at Arsenal Lanes in Lawrenceville. That's my WRCT music calendar. If you have an event to include on this calendar, or the other calendar, I'll tell you the emails for both. The radio calendar is radio-calendar at wrct.org. The music calendar is music-calendar at wrct.org. You can hear the radio and the music calendar each and every day. Each and every day you can. At 1 p.m., 7 p.m., and again, like you just did now, at 11 p.m. Now, I mentioned to you tomorrow, well, I didn't, but I mentioned to you earlier, I was going to tell you more about Jay Thurber and his show, because it's tomorrow, and that's the next time you're going to hear this calendar. It's a show called Radio 9. He spins a whole lot of old songs and new songs and songs that are not quite old but not really new. And got little comedy bits in between. It's a really, really fun show. It's called Radio 9. It's Saturdays from noon until 3. Right here on Independent Freeform Radio, WRCT, Pittsburgh. We'll get back to more music here momentarily. In fact, we'll get back to more music right after this.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
You are listening to 883 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh. My name is Paul. This is a show called Viva Lamach. Comes to you Friday nights from 9 p.m. until 1 a.m. and random other times on what we call encore performances of said show. Today is December 5th, 2025, in case you're curious on is it a live show or a pre-recorded show. Or not really pre-recorded, just a recorded show. It's always a live show. It's just we record them, then replay them. I'd like to tell you about shows happening here at WRCT, shows I listen to, shows maybe you should listen to, like Courts in Session. It's a show that happens on Thursday evenings from 8 until 10:30 p.m. It's hosted by an actual attorney. Yeah, he's a real attorney who passed the bar. I'm not sure how many times it took him to pass the bar, but he claims one. But really, he didn't say if that one was his first try or his ninth try. It just took him one try to pass. His name's Eric Jackson Lurie. He is your rockin' attorney. So I'll tell you what his show is. So Courts in Session is a show where this guy, this Eric Jackson Lurie, or EJL to his friends, he plays new music by classic artists. They're like, what? And they're like, oh yeah, Kansas has a new album out. EJL is going to play it. Asia just put out a new album. EJL might not play that one, but he could. And he plays classic stuff, too. It's Courts in Session. It's country. It's rock and roll. It's pop. It's soul. It's all over the board. And again, it's Thursdays from 8 p.m. until 10:30 p.m. Now, let me tell you a little story. That was for me to segue into a while back. He said, hey, look, Monster, I got this book I think you'd enjoy reading. So he gave me this book, which was nice because I do enjoy reading when I can find the time. I don't always find or make the time. And the book was, it was a memoir written by Charlie Daniels. And it was very, I found the very first part of it was so intriguing about the early days of Charlie Daniels. In fact, there are some songs that will be played on this program tonight influenced by script in that book. But he said to me after I told him I read the book on my holiday last week, or was it last week? Yeah, last week was my holiday. And I told him, hey, thank you. I read that book. He's like, so does that mean you're going to play some Charlie Daniels on your show? And I was like, it is Viva La Mock. It means I'm going to play the Levelers on my show doing a Charlie Daniels song.
with every gentle caress. Because it's so important to have that special somebody to hold, kiss, miss, squeeze, and please.
by the factory wall. I dreamed a dream by the old canal, and I kissed my girl by the factory wall. Dirty old town, dirty old town. Clouds of drift across the moon. Cats are prowling on their beat. Springs a girl from the street at night. Dirty old town, another dirty old town. The sound.
Frank Black wrapping up that set of music from his Fast Man, Raider Man release. Doing the Ewan McCall penned at Dirty Old Town. Marty Brown was the assisting vocals on that, the duet on his version of that song. The late Stephen Cropper played guitar on that album. It's amazing. I guess I didn't realize. Hey, it's got a one of my favorite Frank Black solo songs on there, which is, you know, I'm Not Dead, I'm in Pittsburgh. But I went with The Dirty Old Town because it was just, it fits a little bit better. But, the all-star cast that he has playing on this album is amazing as I'm reading the liner notes. Jack Clement, Rich Gilbert, you have Steve Cropper, you've got David Hood, Muscle Shoals, bass. Levon Helm, Lyle Workman, Spooner Oldham, Tom Peterson. Amazing. We lost Stephen Cropper this past week, and I wanted to play a few songs that he played on. Before that, The Shadows doing Stingray. Speaking of Steve Cropper, how about some Booker T and the MGs, as he was a member of that with their version of Mrs. Robinson. He was also a member of the Blues Brothers from the original movie soundtrack. Everybody needs somebody to love. Then I started the entire set off with some Levelers because I was talking about Charlie Daniels. So I sidetracked way away from Charlie Daniels and went Stephen Cropper. Remind you that the Irma Freeman Center for Imagination joined you in supporting WRCT. Located on Penn Avenue in the Bloomfield neighborhood, or Garfield. They're right there. I think they're on the Bloomfield side. The Irma Freeman Center for Imagination has been contributing to the educational and cultural landscape of the city of Pittsburgh for over a decade. They host a vast array of events and exhibitions. They have gallery hours on the weekend where you can visit them during the first Friday of every month, which was tonight. So you missed it, but it's unblurred from 6 to 9 p.m. For more information, 412-924-0634 or irmafreeman.org. So in that conversation of me reading the book, the memoir of Charlie Daniels, as he was gigging it in cover bands and rock and roll bands in the 50s and 60s, he's tried his hand a little bit at production, and believe it or not, he produced the third Youngbloods album. I did not know that. So I'm going to play the Youngbloods from Elephant Mountain, produced by Charlie Daniels. It's Darkness, Darkness here on Viva La Mock. If you got a suggestion for a song, wrctrequest@gmail.com. I got a mock coming up in about 40 minutes.
Darkness, darkness, be my pillow. Take my hand and let me sleep in the coolness of your shadow. In the silence of your deep darkness, darkness, hide my yearning.
Get away with it. that they've some divergent insight I can find, and they direct me. No one forced you to fall in love like you did. No one tricked you. You weren't faking it. But they got cold feet or changed their mind, 'cause they got scared or they got bored. Now we're in this boring story that feels unjustly spoiled. It's shelf life, insult to injury. Did you tell them you're not gonna build this house? Let the nails in a pile to form a rusty mountain. Some people need to hurt somebody, anyone. You may as well have been a stranger. You may as well have been one. So I'll round on this chorus with my most unholy gorge. Take your radio and shove it on your he's and she's and running love. I'm not special. With no sickening nostalgia for this same old cloying story, the same flypaper tongues. We all deserve better than some love song. We all deserve better than a love song.
Like a bird on the wire, like a drunk in a midnight choir, I have tried in my way to be free. pretty woman leaning in her darkened door. She cried to me, hey, why not ask for more? Oh, like a bird on the wire, like a drunk in a midnight choir. I have tried in my way to be free.
Thank you.
for some U2 from the Boy album with Another Time, Another Place. A fortuitous request came across the email at wrctrequest@gmail.com. And why was it fortuitous? Did you know it was literally, it was on this day, 45 years ago today, U2 played their very first show in the United States at the Ritz in New York City. So that led me down to a rabbit hole while the song was playing of, like, so when did they play the decade? I always was told it was on their very first U.S. tour, so was it back in 1980? And sadly, it was not. It was in 1981, in April of 1981. I think it was April 21st they played the decade, the original decade, in Oakland. And the night before that, they actually played Harpo's in Detroit, and I'm very familiar with that venue as well. So they were playing some small venues. Now, their first tour did also include, I believe, or their first U.S. tour. It was only about 10, 11 dates. They played a place called Stage One up in Buffalo. Of course, the El Macambo in Toronto. They also played Toad's Place in New Haven. Thought that was interesting. Anyway, some U2 came across the email as a request. Before that, The Damned. Speaking of songs that were released on this day, The Damned's version of Love's Alone Again Or from their Anything album was released on this day in 1986. Leonard Cohen with a Bird on Wire from the Songs from a Room album, which was 1969 when that came out. Believe it or not, Charlie Daniels. Yes, The Devil Went Down to Georgia. Charlie Daniels plays bass on that album. And I think went on the road with Leonard Cohen for a few dates in support of said album. Nico Case has a new album out called Neon Gray, Midnight Green. Rusty Mountain is what you heard from that. And then speaking of Charlie Daniels, yeah, back in 68, 69, he produced the third Youngbloods album, Elephant Mountain, with, and I played Darkness, Darkness, the single from said third and final album from the Youngbloods. To start off that entire set, to start off this entire set, to start everything off, in about 16 and a half minutes or so, we will do a mock. Got a fun one. I hope my rockin' attorney's listening, and he doesn't always listen. He's not required. Legally, he has told me he does not have to listen to my show. But I'm going to do a track-for-track tribute mock of the Rolling Stones' Let It Bleed album. So that's coming up in about 16 minutes now. To tell you some things while I have the microphone on. Like, don't forget that WRCT is supported by Row House Cinema. Row House Cinema is a single-screen theater in the historic Lawrenceville neighborhood of Pittsburgh. Each week, they actually choose a new movie ranging, a movie theme, I should say, ranging from classic, cult, foreign, animated, fantasy, and so much more. I will tell you that their week of Christmas is always a fun-filled evening. They actually show Die Hard on Christmas Day and cater in Chinese food. So if you want to know what the Mockster's doing on Christmas Day, I'm eating Chinese food and watching Die Hard at Row House. Anyway, the concession stand has a natural popcorn, real butter, craft beer. They have vegan options. They're located at 4115 Butler Street in Lawrenceville. For more information, rowhousecinema.com or call them at 412-904-3225. Did you know on an average, 1 in 6 Americans actually gets a foodborne illness each and every year? Whether it be eating cold pizza that you found in the lobby of the radio station you're working at that you're not sure how long it's been sitting there, but you're guessing it was just from today. Or such. I don't know, but that's why it's important to use that food thermometer to cook each type of meat to the right temperature. Clean, separate, cook, and chill. Those are the four things you have to think about when you're thinking about food safety. To learn more about these four steps to keep your family safe from foodborne illness, Go to foodsafety.gov. This message brought to you by the USDA, the HHS, and your good friend here, the Monster, at WRCT. As Monty Python would say, now for something completely different, released on this day. Back in 1981, the debut album from Black Flag.